Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? Excuse me. Today is another day that the Lord has made and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Why? Because He has made us glad. We will rejoice. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so very, very much. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, which you can download on any electronic device and search WWGH. Don't forget that TuneIn app is also on your TV apps now. Also, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, studio, I'm live right now, 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, okay? All right, now, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for your love and for your support. Thank you. Along with you all is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. That number, 740-382-8552. Again, number, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, number 740-223-1515. Again, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place July the 18th, which is a week away from yesterday. So it's like 6 days away, July the 1st, okay? Also, our prayer chain, keep our prayer chain going for our city, our state, our country, your neighborhood, your neighbors, your family, friends, even people you don't know. Let's keep the prayer chain going. We were praying for Cheryl Lee. She was the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club. And she has had a good report from her doctors. Praise God for that. Amen. But anyone else you know who may be suffering with loss of a job, home, car, bereavement, or maybe even a broken relationship. If you know them, please pray for them. Oh, like I said, our city, our state, local government, and our national government seems to be always in chaos. Wow. Okay. That's that. All right. Let me see what's next on my agenda. Announcements, right? Okay. Let's go to announcements. Starting with this Saturday, we will be having our last celebration for Juneteenth month. The last Saturday of June, we will be having Marion Youth Explosion, Black Joy Summerfest. We're focusing on our youth and our community and the talent of some of our youth in our community. And praying that, you know, many of you can just come out. It's a park. There will be, it's free for all ages. There will be a live band there. There will be a live choir, church choir there, youth choir. They will be there. There will be a narrative stage there. We will be interviewing some of the young people there. Okay, there will be some historical exhibits there. Also, there will be some bouncy houses, food trucks, and vendors. It begins at 12 noon to 5 p.m., so please come out. Please come out. Please come out. Okay, that's, don't forget, this Saturday. And don't forget the homeless shelter, located at 326 West Fairground Street in Marion. Excuse me. They are always in need because they have families who have been dislocated. They have no housing. And they need copy paper because they have to keep files on everybody. Intake. Envelopes, stamps. They need toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, and washcloths. Always in need of those things. Always in need of volunteers. Telephone number 7403874550. Again, 7403874550. Always in need of that. Okay. Red, white, and you. These are all for July. Beginning, well, don't forget the fair. Marion County Fair will be July the 4th. Well, that's the big celebration for the birthday of America. But I think it starts on the 1st or the last week of June. Maybe even Monday. Haven't even been by there. They may be up and ready to go almost. But you know what? It never fails when the fair comes or about to come. It just rains, doesn't it? Oh, I can't even remember how many times we have been rained out of the fair. Oh, I remember one year, not too long ago, they couldn't even do the fireworks. So we hope that don't happen. But starting the 16th, you can mark your calendars, July 16th, downtown, 4:30 p.m., downtown's third Thursday goes red, white, and blue. Friday, July 17th, 3 p.m., Etowah's Grand Homecoming. 4 p.m., Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., the Reef Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m., Ohio, What a Celebration Birthday Block Party at the Exploratorium. That is on South Main. 7:30 p.m. on the 18th, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at the Palace. Sunday, July 19th, will be at 2 p.m. There will be an old-fashioned ice cream social at the Women's Club home. 7 p.m., concert in the park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. Concert in the Park is going on now. It started the first Sunday in June. Sometimes it comes so fast, I forget. Just realized last week that it was up and functioning and I already had missed 2 or 3 days, right? Another event this Friday, starting tomorrow, this Friday and Saturday. I want to try to go tomorrow because I can't go Saturday because I'm a big part of this event in Martin Luther King Park, Black Joy Summerfest. So I can't be in two places at one time, but I can be there, Lord bless, say the same tomorrow. I hope I'm not too busy. All right, let me get this other event up. And it's called, what is this event called? And then my phone want to stop. Okay, let's see. Let's go back here. Okay. It's called Flawless. It is a women's conference. I'm trying to get the details up here for you. All right, Flawless 2026. Push. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Romans 12 and 2. 12 and 12, I'm sorry. June the 26th. Registration starts at 8:30. 9 o'clock will be the continental breakfast. 10:15 will be praise and worship. Okay. Saturday, you'll have a recap of day one, which would be 8:30 registration, 9 a.m. continental breakfast, and 10:15 praise and worship. You'll have breakout sessions 1 and 2. You'll have lunch, Ministry of Flags, breakfast session number 3, Tekka Thompson remarks, closing prayer and fellowship. They will be featuring LaCosta Mays for praise and worship, Don Stewart for flag ministry, Foxy Marie, she's one of the speakers, Dion Davidson, she's a speaker, Tekka Thompson is a speaker, and Ashley Summers is a speaker. Sounds like a fun time, a gathering of women, possibly teenagers, young girls who need to be encouraged. And taught how to push in the spirit. Push our way. Sometimes, you know, you just have to push your way through life. We can't get stuck. So they're trying to encourage women to pray more. Pray more. Yeah, they're trying to get women to pray more. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Okay. Now, let me share with you that LifeWise, Amber Furstenberger was my guest last week. This is something new. I think it started earlier this year, or last year, started last year. But they're trying to make more ground and you know, facilitate more schools. This is called LifeWise Academy is coming to River Valley Local. Right now, it is in Pleasant. Yes, in Pleasant. Bible education during school hours. Decades ago, our nation systematically removed Bible education from the public school day. LifeWise Academy is bringing it back. Under release time law, students may be released from public school during the school day to receive religious instruction, provided the program is held off school property, privately funded, and parent permitted. LifeWise River Valley Local, in addition to their regular classes, parents, guardians have the option to enroll students in LifeWise Academy. Students will attend classes during the day on a schedule that fits the school's class rotation. Chaperones will transport students to and from LifeWise. LifeWise River Valley Local is looking for dedicated individuals to join our team. Find out more information at lifewise.org/River Valley OH. You can make your donation at lifewise.org. Click on Find Your School. type in 43302, select River Valley, then select donate. Or you can select Pleasant, because it's at Pleasant School now, and they're trying to get it at River Valley. They still need donations. If you prefer to donate by check or money order, please make it payable to LifeWise Academy and write River Valley, Marin, Ohio on the memo line. You may mail checks or money orders to LifeWise, which is one word, River Valley, P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio 43314. You will receive an email receipt and a mail statement in January for your tax deduction. Please know that your investment is making it possible for us to reach children in our community with the gospel this year. Thank you. Amber Furstenberger, Program Director at River Valley. Telephone number 740-361-8355. Again, 740-361-8355. And that is for Amber Furstenberger. She was the guest that was on my show and shared this information. Well, it's good to know that the church hasn't given up. God hasn't given up. No matter how grim life seems to be on earth sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. It seems to be quite grim. A lot of times we don't know what direction we're going in, or why we're, or even why we're going in the direction we're going in. But, you know, all of these things have to do with last days. I did share with you about D-Day last hour, if you were here last hour. If not, I will share that again. Talking about the summer solstice. Here are seven facts about the summer solstice, if you know what that is. All right. How often do solstices happen? Twice a year, June and December, which is probably over now. Here are seven Celtic facts. Let's go on with some fun facts about the solstice. The word solstice comes from the Latin words sol, S-O-L, sun, and sistir, to stand still. On the summer solstice, the sun's path stops advancing northward each day and appears to stand still in the sky before going back the other way. On the solstice, the sun reaches its northernmost position, reaching the Tropic of Cancer and standing still before reversing direction and start moving south again. See? In fact, that's how the Tropic of Cancer got its name. A few thousand years ago, the solstice happened when the sun was in the constellation of Cancer, the crab. On the summer solstice, you may observe that the sun's path across the sky is curved, not a straight line. It appears to rise and keeps veering to the right as it passes high overhead. This is quite different from the laser straight path. The sun moves along in late March and late September near the equinoxes. You may also observe that the midday sun is highest up in the sky or lowest if you live in the southern hemisphere. But did you know that the sun's highest point is getting lower and lower over time? That's because Earth's tilt is slowly decreasing. It may be the longest day, but it's not the latest sunset, nor the earliest sunrise. The earliest sunrises happen before the summer solstice, and the latest sunset after the summer solstice. In India, the summer solstice ends the 6-month period, when spiritual growth is supposedly easiest. Better hurry, you only have a few days left. On this day, sun rises farthest left on the horizon and sets at its rightmost possible point. Sunlight strikes places in your home that gets illuminated at no other time. As a bonus, here are two additional sun-themed facts. The kind of energy the sun emits most strongly is not ultraviolet, gamma rays, or even visible light. It's actually infrared. That's the sun's strongest emission, which is the kind we feel as heat. As for the sun's visible emissions, its strongest is the green light. That's why our eyes are maximally sensitive to that color. With all that, most people only care about one single saltiest fact. It's the start of summer, or winter if you live south of the equator. Okay, summer solstice happens twice a year, June and December. I guess longest day of the year, that's how you look at it, right? Right. Okay. Also like to engage in thought for today, usually part of my show. Okay, so it's not the one I shared last hour. This one is titled Contentment. First of all, understand discontentment. Discontent is caused by a constant multiplication of desires. One desire leads to another until there's never a moment when you feel fulfilled. Desires are like traps. Because of endless desires, relationships have become very fragile. There is a lot of irritability and anger due to selfish attachments to possessions and people, pride attachment to a particular image of the self. When there is discontentment, the heart can never be still because wasteful, negative thoughts destroy peace. Wow. Contentment is the result of spiritual awareness, which allows you to recognize negativity. It changes your pattern of thinking as you tap your huge inner potential. All desires are fulfilled and you regain your peace. I really didn't pick out my thought for today. Usually I just pick them out after I get to the show. But I try to do my devotions at home in the mornings. Like I said, I try. I mean, it's not a foolproof system and I don't always do that, but I try. Well, I did it this morning and I ran across this scripture which kind of connects with this thought for today, and I am going to bring it up right now. And you can find this in the book of Hebrews, all right, hope your phone don't act like mine, it has its own mind, come on. Yeah, let's see what it says. Hebrews 13. I just want the book of Hebrews and I will find what I want. There is another Amplified, and that's the one I want. I think that's it right there. Let me try it again. I'm not seeing what I want. Okay, let's try it again. Hebrews 13. And it's so on point, and it's so important that I bring it up. Okay, here we go. Hebrews 13, Amplified. Let's see. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money. But the one I had this morning says, be content with such things as you have. Right? And it says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. And the thought for today was talking about we're never content. We always have to have more, 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 more. We're never content. We're never at peace. We're always reaching and hoping and wanting and begging for more. And you know, it makes me think of my wardrobe, you know, my closet. I don't have this color shoe or this pump or that sandal, or, you know, I need that dress, or I need a blue dress, I need a green dress, you know. And it's like, wow, all those things you have in your closet, you can't find something to wear. And I'm talking to myself now, right? Be content with such things as you have. Don't always be reaching and wanting and thinking that you need more, 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 more. But that's just one example, right? Be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, talking about God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. He's saying, I'll always be there for you. He says, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor will I let you down, nor will I relax my hold on you. I will always hold you up with my righteous right hand. And he says, assuredly not will I not leave you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Personal. Personalize it. The Lord is Cheryl's helper. The Lord is Tanya's helper. The Lord is John's helper. The Lord is Scott's helper. Personalize that. That's Hebrews chapter 13. We're reading from the first one I read was verse 5. Now we're in verse 6. Take comfort and be encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? But take my life. He can't take my soul. He can take my life. That's the worst man can do. He says, as long as your leaders are following Christ. I have to say that because a lot of leaders are not following Christ. And it says, remember your leaders and superiors in authority, for it was they who brought to you the word of God. Okay? Observe attentively and consider their manner of living. And that's what you have to do. Are they following the word of God, even though they're telling me what to say and do? And I want to obey God. I want to live a godly life. And maybe you do too. And only give them the respect they need if they are following Christ. Okay. Observe attentively and consider their manner of living, the outcome of their well-spent lives, and imitate their faith, their conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ, and their leaning on the entire human personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Jesus Christ never changes. He is the same. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same. Yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. Then it says, do not be carried about by different and varied and alien teachings. For it is good for the heart to be established and ennobled and strengthened by means of grace, God's favor and spiritual blessing, and not to be devoted to foods, rules of diet, ritualistic meals, which bring no spiritual benefit or profit to those who observe them. We have an altar from which those who serve and worship in the tabernacle have no right to eat. It says, and when the blood of animals is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as an offering or as a sacrifice for sin, the victim's bodies are burned outside the limits of the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered and died outside the city's gate in order that he might purify and consecrate the people through the shedding of his own blood and set them apart as holy for God. Let us then go forth from all that would prevent us to him outside the camp at Calvary, bearing the contempt and abuse and shame with him. For here we have no permanent city, but we are looking for the one which is to come. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Do not forget or neglect to do kindness and good, to be generous and distribute and contribute to the need of the church as embodiment and proof of fellowship, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. And Paul is saying, keep praying for us, for we are convinced that we have a good, clear conscience that we want to walk uprightly and live a noble life, acting honorably and in complete honesty in all things. See, that's a part of being honest. You just don't take what is wrong and say it's good and defend it. You don't do that. You have to stand apart from the world. We're not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the word of God. Who is truth? God is truth, and his word is truth. Now, may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, testament, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with every good that you may carry out his will. Everything good that you may carry out his will. While he himself works in you. You know, I found that to be outstanding this morning. It says again, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be. Not you make you what you ought to be, but Christ, which liveth in you, make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will. While he himself works in you. See, it's Christ working in us that makes us decent human beings. We can't even bring this about ourselves. Isn't that something? I thought, wow, we can't even do that. What can we do then? We can't do anything, right? Not without Christ. That's why that one scripture says, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Because you can't do it without him. strengthen us. He completes in us what he desires. He makes us perfect. That he can even look on us and even stand and look on us. And make us what we ought to be. Equip us with everything good that you may carry out his will. Only way you can even carry out the will of God is that he equip you with everything good. While he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight. That's how we please God. By God working in us and making us what we ought to be, that he can be pleased with us. Isn't that something? Wow. That just kind of blew me away. And you know, I'm the type of person that says, you know, I am nothing. I can do nothing without Christ. I'm nothing without Christ. I'm nobody. And I want to stay that way. I don't need to be elevated, pushed up, pumped up. I appreciate that God has given me a humble spirit. I can't even take claim or credit for that. It's him that has given me a humble spirit. Oh, wow. Now, he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. Isn't that powerful? To know even more than you possibly did know how much you need Christ living in you. That is something we need to share with our loved ones, friends, and neighbors. Maybe they know, maybe they don't know. So you know what? I just found this out in Hebrews 13. That God will never leave me nor forsake me. That God will strengthen me, he will perfect me, and he will make me into who he wants me to be, that I may please him. And he said, don't you want to please God? You know, because sometimes we think we're pleasing God. Reading our Bibles, going to church, paying our tithes, we think we're pleasing God. It has to be... I can't say that he's not okay. I know he's okay with that, but I mean happy with that. And what does that have to do with our spiritual walk? Nothing, I don't think. Because people give money all the time. It doesn't mean they're walking with Christ or, you know, lifting him up or glorifying his name. It doesn't mean that, you know. And he says, I call on you, brother, to listen patiently and bear with this message of exhortation and admonition and encouragement, for I have written to you briefly. These are Paul's writings to the church. And we want to pay attention and listen to what he's saying, because it makes all the difference to know that it is Christ working in you, bringing about what pleases, out of you, what pleases him. Oh, it's just so powerful to me today. It just really was, and it just really stood out. And I might not have brought that to your attention if I had have chosen to do the thought for today I did last hour. But I'm going to pull this back up and read it again. Contentment. First of all, understand discontentment. Discontent is caused by a constant multiplication of desires. Be content with such things as you have, the Lord says. One desire leads to another until there is never a moment when you feel fulfilled. Desires are like traps. Because of endless desires, relationships have become very fragile. There is a lot of irritability and anger due to selfish attachments to possessions and people. Pride attachment to the particular image of the self. When there is discontentment, the heart can never be still, because wasteful, negative thoughts destroy peace. But if we can be content with having a fruitful relationship with Christ Jesus, we can be content with anything. That's our first contentment, is being content with the life that Christ Jesus offers us. Not the life we want to offer ourselves, but the life he offers us. Contentment is the result of spiritual awareness, which allows you to recognize negativity. It changes your pattern of thinking as you tap your huge inner potential. All desires are fulfilled and you regain your peace. If I have Christ, it has to be enough. Right? Yeah. Right. I'm content with Christ. Even though I struggle with my wardrobe. And sometimes I tell myself, you know what, if I don't have it, that's okay. I got enough. I'll just pick something here and keep on going. Right. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. I don't have a house big enough nor a closet to just, you know, fill my closets and wardrobes up with this shoe, red shoe, powder blue shoe, you know, soft pink shoe. I mean, come on. It goes on and on and on and on. And then every year and every summer, every season, they want to come out with a new mode or trend of dressing. And it's like, wow. Now it's not skinny leg, it's wide legs. And do I have any? I got some old ones. And they will have to suffice. I have some old ones. So that's what I'll be wearing. I'll be pulling out my closet pants I've had over 20 years. Big leg. I have to laugh at myself, because sometimes you don't know what you have until you go through your wardrobe. Right? I know that's true with me. I'm like, oh, I already have that. Why would I buy that? I got to take back two outfits now. Because when I got home, I thought, oh, I have a striped dress. Thin stripes or wide stripes. But that's just being content and not wanting everything your eyes see. That's me. I'm talking to me. So talk to yourself like I talk to myself. And you probably already do. I suppose a lot of people do. Everybody collects different things. Some people collect cars. Some people collect jewelry. You know, some people like rings more than necklaces, and then earrings, stuff like that. You know, or bath towels. You know, you got 100 bath towels in your house, or sheet sets. You know, or comforters. How many comforters do you have in your house? You know, it's just things like that. And do I have enough? No, I don't have enough. I need this color, that shape. You know. And those are just things that can be replaced. But guess what? Your life cannot be replaced. This is the end of the second hour of A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGA's Talk. I thank each and every one of you so much for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Take advantage of everything that's going on this weekend. Thank you. God bless.
The place for guests.